Let's go.
Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Dear Father, yeah, I know you see me.
I cannot hide, you know. You decided to love me anyway. No, I cannot lie. How do you see beyond my flaws? No, I don't know why you would save somebody like me. That would claim a filthy rag. I can still see the good when it's all bad.
What kind of love is this?
That would lay down his life just for me. None greater, none greater, none greater. No, there is no greater love.
No, I'm not the only one.
I'm hollering hallelujah. You hear me talking by God, now tell me what's it to you. I'm in a Chevy Impala, I'm riding through the hood. I'm telling everybody that I see that God good. Oh, they looking at me, they like, is he for real? I let the window die slow and tell them, yeah, I heal. It's amazing what God can do to a sinner. He'll turn them all good, just like a chicken dinner. Ain't really gonna hold them back. Coming real hard with a brand new track. Letting you know I'm down with God and everything he said is fact. Hold up, wait a minute. Woo! I'm putting that Jesus in it. I once was living in sin, but now I'm down with God and winning.
Different Uncle Reese, you can call me crazy, because I believe in a God that I cannot see, but he lives in me. I feel his spirit deep inside, so real that I cannot deny the presence that has set me free. Grace broke every chain on me, hallelujah. What's it to ya? If I'm crazy, treat me like it and don't hate me.
Of hard time, didn't let it hold me down. I prayed all the time. So many problems they came, they had my vision foggy, but it was all for a reason. That's what God called me. I never lost my faith, always stayed focused, and let my God work his magic just like hocus pocus. So many people they doubted me, I'ma keep it real and tell them just how I feel by saying Jesus is real.
They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm gonna worship until I pass out. See, I can't do worship. Jesus was the only one who saved my soul.
your name, more than me. You keep on stressing when he paid for it. He said, whosoever will, whosoever will, whosoever will, whosoever will, let him come, let him come.
With your name on it, if they don't get a blessing, I guess that they ain't want it. If I miss the blessing, I'd be like, dag on it. Then go back and get that double, let me brag on it. Well, my mama never let me feel, I put a bag on it. Used to drive an old school caddy with a rag on it. One day we was driving in the rain, my car hydroplaned. All I knew to do was just to call, I didn't name. Wow, what a thriller, could have been hit by an 18-wheeler. That's why I love him, ain't no shame on it. Grace and mercy came on it. Gotta put the gang on it. Bless him with my name on it. Staying on it.
God's got a blessing with your name on it. You keep on stressing when he paid for it. He said, whosoever will, whosoever will, whosoever will, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come, let him come. He said, whosoever will.
First, let me start by saying, I ain't here to judge nobody. Some of y'all looking depressed, soaking in your problems. Worried about tomorrow, and tomorrow isn't promised. My worship is for real, I'm just being honest. I choose to focus on the one who saved my soul. When I think about his goodness, I lose control. And I turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up to another level. And we gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. Can't help myself. When I get your praise and I've been in this place, I lose my breath. Can't help myself. When I get to praising, I've been this place, I lose my breath. I lose my breath. I can't help myself. Can't help myself. Can't help myself. Yeah. When I get to praising, I've been this place, I lose my praise. Until I pass out and hit the floor. Get up, catch my breath, ready to worship some more. Please don't look at me funny, because I get excited when I jump around the room. Instead of judging, you should try it. We gon' go in like a shotgun, ready to blow. Spin around on the ground like a merry-go-round. Turn down, I can't. Worship goes on in the pain. What we do is not a hobby, and I don't care about who's watching. It's my life and I'm gon' live it. It's my praise and I'm gon' give it. And I turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up to another level. And we gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. I want you and no one that can save the entire world. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we have the light. We have
that can save. Stellar Warden, internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
We're online. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing the beat in the mix.
Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. the number one quartet station in the world. You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
But it's easy to do in Los Angeles. Because I'm mad. I went to the grocery store. I went to Ralph's today. Had a pint of Haagen-Dazs ice cream, a loaf of bread, three bananas, six Coca-Colas, the Wall Street Journal, and I had a can of Drano and a butterball turkey. And the cashier said, "You want a bag?" Do I want a bag? What am I supposed to get? In California, if you come out of town, they don't give you bags anymore. You're walking out with groceries in your hand, tomatoes, and dropping eggs on the ground, and people looking at you like you're crazy. There's something wrong with the people live out here. People saying stupid stuff. Somebody just ran in here a few minutes ago and said, "It's raining outside." Well, where else would it be raining?
Sometimes it's hard to be patient when the world gets you way down. Every day I'm trying to stand on my faith, but it seems the answers can't be found. I heard the Lord say, "Keep on waiting, 'cause he ain't never found me." I am a shout and I'm always careful. Oh, I know that he is able, I know that he is faithful, and I know he will come through. Gave me the strength I saw like an eagle, and every promise is the truth, so I'm aware.
As I consider the challenges I have to face, get ahead and still fall behind. I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right. And when things go wrong, tempted to hide. But this time I will be still. This time I will be still. Thankfully, it's hard for me to keep feeling this way when I consider who is on my side.
The Lord is my help.
Walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long dark nights. Oh,
24/7,
He never sleeps. Thank you, Father.
And when I remember,
He brings. Because I've got a word to do, and I'm gonna see it through. God showed me the way, and I'm choosing it today. The mountain had to move, the mountain must obey. The words that I speak and bow down to my faith. Because I've got a word to do.
I cup runs on. My cup runs on. Over and over. I receive every blessing you have for me. For my good friend who sits high and pours out blessings, things that the world can't get and the world can't take it away. You make me rich. Oh, you make me rich. Oh, God, you're the lifter of my head, helping me see. Now I can receive more joy, joy, more peace. Grace and unmerited favor.
I have so much, I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow. I have so much, I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow.
I have so much, I can never give it all away.
A new song of worship for those who love the presence of the Lord. It says, in his presence there's fullness of joy. In his right hand he has pleasures for you. Let me sing it for you real quick. It says,
oh, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord. My soul rejoices being in the presence of the King. So refreshing. Such a blessing. There's no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King. Anybody like to be in his presence? Let me sing it again. Oh, how good it is to be in the presence of the Lord. My soul rejoices being in the presence of the King. So refreshing, such a blessing. No place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King.
Come on, everybody, sing it together.
Oh, how good.
Oh, how good it is.
Yes, it is.
Be in the presence of the Lord.
My soul,
my soul rejoices.
Anybody can rejoice in the Lord.
In the presence of.
It's so refreshing,
so
y'all.
Refreshing.
And for me, it's such a blessing.
So refreshing.
There's no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the King.
Hallelujah. Now, I know y'all gonna like this one. I wanna see y'all sing this all over the world. Let me teach it to you.
Makes me wanna sing. Makes me wanna shout. Makes me wanna holler. Makes me wanna sing. Makes me wanna shout. Makes me wanna holler. Here it is. Throw up my hands.
Somebody put your hands in the atmosphere right here. Hallelujah.
Throw up my hands.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Someone sing it like this.
Say, make me wanna sing.
Makes me wanna sing.
Makes me wanna.
Makes me wanna.
Makes me wanna.
Makes me wanna holler.
Anybody start hollering in here? Come on, sing it again.
Makes me wanna.
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 Here it is, y'all. Come on.
Throw up
place to see those pearly gates and see my Savior and watch him reign. I'm talking about one place,
heaven,
that's always on my mind. I'm talking about one place,
heaven,
that's where I want to spend my time. I'm talking about one place, I want to see what I've been told. I want to see those magic, I want to see the rose of gold. I can't wait. I can't wait. Wait to worship with the angels, and you hear us cry, holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence, and you see your people on one accord. I'm talking about one place, always on my mind. I'm talking about one place, it's where I want to spend my time.
I believe that God's getting ready to start passing out miracles like Oprah did. You get a miracle, you get a miracle, you get a miracle, you get a miracle.
I believe that God's going to start passing out miracles. God's about to start passing out miracles like Oprah.
You get a miracle, you get a miracle, you get a miracle, Oprah. You get a miracle, you get a miracle. I believe that God's about to start passing out miracles. God's about to start passing out miracles like Oprah. You get a miracle. Now, come on, brother, let's go. Won't let
the devil cheat me, I believe that is near you. You don't want to beat me, better change my beliefs. God will answer my prayers. You don't want no peace. I feel the signs of wonder. It's about to blow your mind. Though the storm is raging, look till you gonna be fine. About to use my voice. Things about to go up. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Miracle about to show up. I should get off in the presence so I can clear my head. The devil, he want me to panic, but I will trust his head. Man, yeah, it's looking like revival. Thunders in, you're welcome. We're waiting on your arrival. Even though it don't look exactly what I hope for, hope for. God, by the star, passes out these bills.
I believe in God, by the star, passing out miracles. God, by the star, passing out miracles.
Yeah.
God, by the star, passing out miracles. Like Oprah, you get a miracle.
Kelly on the beat, boy.
Jesus, your love surrounds me, and it makes me feel so good. My heart, my mind, and body belongs to you, yeah. Jesus, I just love how you love me, and you're blessing me right through, and I put no keep on loving me, ooh, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship because I love you, because I love you.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now, with the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with real Christian.
Hey.
you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Come on, scream! Let me see you clap those hands. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, here we go. Come on. I need to hear you. Come on. Come on, I need to hear you. Come on.
Brother Coley, can you help me sing?
Come on.
The next day, he makes everything all right. Do I have a witness here? Let me tell you this. On Monday, he stopped in on Tuesday. And Wednesday, and then Thursday. Starting at the 8th verse, shall all taste and see,
ooh,
that the Lord is good.
Yes, he is, son.
Blessed is the one that find refuge in him. Look at here, let me talk about it. On Monday, Lord, Tuesday,
sailor. They can speak in tongues, but they can't speak to their neighbor. We'll call them a Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday Christian.
Sunday Christian.
Sunday Christian.
Yeah.
Sunday Christian.
You got preachers in the pulpit.
Well,
that'll preach up a square
all day.
They'll preach a good sermon, one you won't forget. But later on in the weekday, like everything's alright, you might find that same preacher with someone else's wife, and we'll call him a Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Ooh, Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday Christian.
Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
You can be black. No, a trustee, a lady or a but if you are too fake in the eyes of God, this is something that you may be carved on Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
I'm here to talk about
Sunday Christian.
Ooh, ooh, Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
My mama would say, be what you are. You gotta live a life. Live a life. Be real with God. You can't be hot and cold at the same time. God says that he'll spew you out. Spew you out. Why are you straddling? Straddling the fence.
I love God.
look out. You look out. What's wrong with you?
Love her, my lover. Love her, my lover. Love her, my lover. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory Prayer Warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977. For one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m. Call 563-999-3020. Again to listen now. Call 563-999-3020. Or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Now let's join Reverend Leon Harris from Memphis, Tennessee, every Wednesday as he intercedes for you and this nation. Good afternoon, Reverend Harris.
Well, welcome, my brothers and sisters, to this week's NFI 30-Minute Power Prayer Request Hotline. Certainly, I'm delighted to be with you all today. I bring you greetings from Memphis, Tennessee. God is so good. God is so awesome in everything that he does. And certainly we praise him and thank him for our time that we're going to spend on this broadcast on today. As always, our theme for this radio broadcast each and every week is to be more like Jesus, to be more like Jesus. In this, for our message on today, I want to talk about what God can do when you are in the midst of it. What God can do when you are in the midst of it. I want to look at a scripture today from 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and look at verses 6 through verse number 10. I want to read today from the New Living Translation. I like the way the writer writes this passage from the New Living Translation. Again, we're going to talk about in the midst of it. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 6 through 10, you will find these words. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and to keep me from becoming proud. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then am I strong. That's the word of God for the people of God. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, in the midst of it, what does that mean? Daniel, in the Bible, never prayed for the lions to go away. A good friend of mine shared this with me on yesterday, and I'm sharing it with you from a young lady by the name of Miss Breckenridge. And so this is what she shared with him. And I felt compelled as I read that to share it with the church family on today. But in the midst of it, Daniel never prayed for lions or for the lions to go away. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not pray for the fire to go away. David never prayed for that giant Goliath to go away. My church family, I want you to know on this day that God didn't save them from the lion's den or from the fire or from the giant. God actually saved them in the midst of, somebody say in the midst of. In those three examples that I just gave you, God saved them in the midst of the lion's den. God saved them in the midst of the fire. And God saved David in the midst of that giant called Goliath. Amen. They allowed God, church family, to teach them something in the midst of. Somebody say in the midst of. We're talking about when you are in the midst or in the heat of the battle, when your back is against the wall and you can't see your way out, you are in the midst. It will not be too difficult for God to remove the Red Sea, but he prepared a way through it. I want y'all to stay with me. So when we look at what happened with the children of Israel, when Moses went to Pharaoh and told him what God told him to tell him. He said, Pharaoh, God told me to tell you, let my people go. And we know that at some point Pharaoh decided that he would allow that to happen, and the children of Israel were able to leave Egypt. And on their way leaving Egypt, they come up against the Red Sea. This is how good God is. And so many of them probably thought, this is it, our end is near. But how many know that on today that God will prepare a way through it when you are in the midst of it? Amen. And so we know the outcome of that story. We know how God divided the sea and he dried the land so that when the children of Israel walked across on dry land, but yet they still, church family, had to go through the midst of it. They had to go into the midst of the Red Sea, even though they could see the waters curled up on each side of them. But yet they were in the middle, they were in the midst of their trouble. And God allowed them to come out on the other side. And we know what happened with the rest of that story, how Pharaoh and his entire army got drowned in the Red Sea. God will prepare a way for you to go through it when you are in the midst of. This ought to be encouraging to somebody on today, that when you're in the midst of whatever that circumstance is, when you're in the midst of whatever that situation is, and you can't see your way out, but just know and be assured that God never promised that trouble would not come. But he did promise that he would always be with us in the midst of our troubles. He did promise us, and he told us that he would never leave us, nor would he ever forsake us. So we can be assured that God is going to be with us when we're going through. God will deliver you and give you victory through your problem. Now, here's the key. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And so we've got to understand that it's going to require faith in God. That when you come up against that circumstance, that situation, that problem that seems so hard to accomplish, that God will bring you through it. But you got to go in it in order for God to bring you through it. Amen. God shows up in the midst of your heartbreak. God shows up in the midst of your sorrow. God shows up in the midst of your pain you're going through. God shows up in the midst of trials and tribulations in order that he might bring glory to that situation. So no matter how hard it gets, no matter how daunting the task is, brothers and sisters, you can be assured that God is with you. You can be assured that as you go through, God will make a way out of no way. God shines through your sufferings. When you lack, the Bible says he is sufficient. When I think about Paul and what Paul went through, Paul said he had been given a thorn in his flesh, and he had gone to God three different occasions on three different times to remove that thorn, and God had Paul to know, my grace is all that you need. I think the King James Version puts it this way. He says, my grace is sufficient. In other words, it's all that you need. My power, God said, works best in weakness. And so we've got to understand, and just like Paul, when Paul said in those words, he says, I've learned and I take pleasure in my weaknesses now. Why? Because God has already told me that's how he works. When I'm weak, that's when he does his best work. In other words, I'm totally dependent on him when I'm going through. When I'm in the midst, I'm dependent on God to make a way out of no way. So Paul says in verse number 10 in 2 Corinthians 12, he says, that's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in insults and in hardships and persecutions and troubles when they come, that I suffer for Christ. And how many know that we're going to suffer for Christ? Jesus reminded us that any man that wants to come after me has to do three things: deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. And when we say that we follow him, we've got to understand, in order for us to truly be more like Jesus, we've got to understand that we've got to follow him. In other words, we've got to go where he goes. We step where he steps. We do what he does. In order for us to be more like him, we've got to be willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. The Bible says if you lose your life for my sake, then you've gained it. But if you try to save your life, then you're going to lose it. And so we must get satisfied in the midst, because we know that we have a helper. We have the Holy Ghost. We got the Spirit of God that's with us, that's going to bring us through it. Amen. I praise God and thank God today for just encouraging us when we are in the midst, how God will make a way. God says, my grace is sufficient, and I work in weakness. And therefore, he can show himself strong when we're totally dependent and we understand that we truly need him in every aspect of who we are. Experience God's goodness in the midst of it. In them, in those troubles, as you go through it, so that God can show himself strong and give us the victory. My brothers and sisters, we already have the victory. We've already won the battle. And so we need only just to trust, lean, and depend on God when we're in the midst of our troubles. My brothers and sisters, I pray that word was encouraging to you, that lifts your heart, and that you will be assured that as time goes on and whatever it is that you go through, and if you haven't gone through any trouble, just keep living. Just keep living. Trouble has a way of finding you. But yet when trouble comes, guess what? We've got someone that will be with us in the midst of our troubles. My brothers and sisters, now it's time for us to go into a time of intercessory prayer as we lift up our nation and we lift up those that are in need. And certainly we want to do that on today. Certainly today I want to lift up one of our sisters, Sister Sonia Kearney. I want to lift her up today, who's the sister-in-law of my dear brother, Reverend Thurland Kearney. Certainly I want to lift her up today as we enter a time of prayer and bless God and thank God. I know that South Korea, they're under martial law, and I know we've got a number of soldiers that are in that country, and so we're going to lift up our military today, that are those men and women that are there, that's somebody's brother, sister, somebody's father, mother, that's in the midst of that. And so certainly we're going to pray for them as well as pray for others. So let's get into a time of prayer. Father, it's in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that we come on today. And Father, we come up, Lord, to lift Sonia Kearney. Father, we call her name. And I lift her up before you. Lord, you know what she's going through. Father, you created her. You made her in your image after your likeness. So we ask you, Lord, from in the name of Jesus, that you will touch her now, Lord, from the top of her head down to the soles of her feet. Encourage her heart, Lord, and let her know that you promised to never leave us in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our situations. And not only that, Lord, but we lift up our governments, Lord. We lift up the military, those, Lord, that are behind the martial law over in South Korea. Father, we lift up those soldiers. We ask you, Lord, to continue to protect and keep them. Lord, we pray for our nation today as we lift up those that are in office, those that serve in the executive office, the executive branch, in the legislative branch, and certainly in the judicial branch. Father, we lift up our entire governments, whether it's on the federal level, state, and local levels. Father, we lift them up to you today. Father, we know that there's nothing impossible with you. There's nothing, Lord, that you cannot do. And so, Lord, we honor prayer. So you told us in the word that man ought to always pray. And so, Lord, as we pray ye one for another, Father, I pray that we will continue to lift up and encourage one another, Lord, in your word. For we know that the Bible declares that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God, we just love you today. We praise you today. We honor you today. We thank you for a word, Lord. We know that's anything that this world needs. Father, we need to hear a word from you. Father, again, as we pray on today, Lord, we pray for those that are over in the other countries, Lord, missionaries and those men and women that have made that decision, Lord, to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to anyone who has ears to hear. We pray, Father, that as they share, Lord, you will keep them, you will protect them, Lord, even in the midst of battle. But God, we know, Father, that there's nothing impossible with you. And we know, Lord, you will do exactly what you said you would do in your word. And so, God, we just thank you for the word of God that means so much to us, that is so dear, Lord, in our hearing. I pray, Father God, that you will give every person that desires to hear you, Lord, and to make you their Savior, that, Father God, the Holy Spirit will soften their hearts, that as the Holy Spirit, Lord, comes upon them, the Bible says in the book of Acts, the first chapter, verse number 8, that when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, that, Father, we will be witnesses unto you, not only just in Judea and in Samaria and in Jerusalem, but you, Lord, you said all over this world. God, I pray that we will be those witnesses that you have called us to be, not leaning to our own understanding, but God, always looking to you, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we know that there's nothing that's impossible for you. And God, as we look to the hills today, from whence cometh our help, we recognize truly, Lord, that all of our help comes from you. I pray, Father, that you would keep marriages all over this land, all over this country, those, Lord, that have made decisions, Lord, to come together. And God, we honor marriage, Lord. We know, Lord, that you administered marriage. You gave us marriage. Lord, we see marriage as an example of our relationship, Lord, with you. And Father, we say thank you. God, again, as we come on today, Lord, we come not for an outside show to the world, but God, we come because your word declares that we ought to always pray. As we commune with you, as we meditate on the word, prayer, Lord, allows us, Lord, to get closer to you, and it strengthens us. It allows us an opportunity, Father, to not just share what we think and how we feel, Lord, but it also allows us an opportunity to be quiet and get in that still place and to listen to that still small voice that speaks truth to us, to where we can hear, Lord, what you would have for us as we make ourselves available unto you. Father God, we know that you love this world, that you created, you love your creation, and God, you love man. And Lord, we know it's your desire that all of your children, Father, should be saved. But God, we know also, Lord, that you gave us free choice. And so you gave us that choice to either go be with you or be against you. And so, Father, we pray for men and women all over this world that that desire to have that relationship with you, that the Holy Spirit will convict their hearts. But Lord, we know that you chose us first. We did not choose you, but you chose us. You created us in your image and after your likeness. And Father, we say thank you. God, we know that we all have sinned and come short of thy glory. But God, we also know that you told us in your word that if we're willing to confess our sins, that you are faithful, that you are just, to fill us, to forgive us of all sins, and then cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we thank you for your love, the love that spreads from heart to heart and breast to breast. Give us more love, Lord. Give us more understanding. Give us more compassion, Lord, to do those things that are pleasing in your sight. For Lord Jesus reminded us that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And then you told us and you encouraged us, Lord, to pray for more laborers. And so, God, we're praying that you will send us more laborers into the vineyard, those that are willing to go do the work that needs to be done, that we will go about the hospitals and see about those who are sick, Lord, and give them an encouraging word. We'll stop by the prison halls, Lord, whether it's on the federal, state, local levels, by the county jails. We'll stop by and share a good word, Lord, with those that are incarcerated. So, God, we know it's your desire that all men should be saved. Send us, Lord. Father, send us that we might go and share that good news with anyone who has ears to hear. Again, God, we just love you today so much. We know, Lord, that it was you that woke us this morning, that started us on our way. It was you, Lord, that provided shelter over our heads. It's you, Lord, that gives us food to eat. It's you, Lord, that even provides the air that we breathe. As Psalms 24 says, Lord, verse number 1, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Father, all things belong to you. All things consist of you. And nothing, Lord, that was made and is made that wasn't made by you. For you are the creator. Lord, you're omnipotent, your omnipresence, your omniscience. In other words, Lord, you're all-powerful, you're all-knowing, and God, you're everywhere at the same time. And Lord, there's no place that man can go that you're not already there. If we make our beds in hell, Father, you're already there. Lord, if we make our beds, Lord, in the highest of the heavens, Lord, you're already there. That no matter where we go, we can't go, Lord, where you cannot see us. Again, Father, we just love you so much on this day. And we trust you, Lord, with everything that we have. And God, I just pray that you will touch our hearts in such a way. And as the Bible proclaims, God loves a cheerful giver. And it's better to give than to receive. God, continue to use us. Continue to touch our hearts that, Lord, we will be willing to give to those that are in need. That we will go out of our way to help that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, Lord, to help them become who you've called them to be, even in a day such as this. God, we continue to lift up and pray for those, Lord, that are in need, those that don't know you and a pardon of their sins, which your desire that all men should be saved. And God, we pray, I know that during this season, this is a difficult season for many people. Many have lost hope and given up, Lord, for various reasons, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Touch those men, those women, those boys, those girls, Lord, that have decided, Father, to give up on life, that they've decided that life is no longer worth living. But God, we know that you're our hope. You're our salvation. You're our deliverer. You're the one, Lord, that makes the ways out of no ways. And God, I know that you can, and Lord, I know that you will. And Father, we just pray that you will continue to keep us now. Keep us, Father, as an apple of thine eye. That God, we will not lean to our own understanding, but always, Lord, consider you first. Always acknowledging you. The word proclaims that if we would acknowledge you, Lord, that you would direct our path. That you will lead us where we need to go. If we would only honor who you are in Jesus' name. Again, Father, we thank you for all things. Every good and perfect gift does come from heaven above. So we acknowledge that, Lord, on this day. God, we lift up our churches. We lift up our pastors. We lift up the members, the body that represent the body of Christ. And Lord, I'm not just talking about a building, but yet I'm talking about a group of people that have gathered together that are of like mind, Lord. And that is, they have that same mindset that your son had, Father, and that was to please you in all things. We know that truly, Lord, the church is in the heart of man. And we know that the church is based on faith. As Jesus was talking to his disciples one day, and he asked them, whom do men say that I am? And, of course, some say that you're Elijah. Some say that you're John the Baptist. And but then he asked the disciples, he says, but who do you say that I am? And again, Father Peter spoke boldly. And Peter said to him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus reminded Peter that day that, Peter, you didn't say that out of yourself, but my Father revealed that to you. And then Jesus went on to tell them, upon this rock I will build my church. And we know that the church, Lord, which is in the heart of man, is built upon that confession that Peter made that day of who Jesus Christ really is. And Lord, we know that you are the Messiah. We know, Lord, that you are the one that had been prophesied by so many prophets that was to come. And we know, Lord, that you came into this world. And we know, Lord, that you began your public ministry at the age of 30, Lord. And we know that for 3 years, Lord, you spent time with those disciples, sharing with them, modeling for them who you are and what they were to do. And Father, we thank you for being obedient, even unto death. The Bible says that you became for us what we could not do for ourselves, that you actually became sin so that we might have a right to salvation and that we might receive forgiveness of sin. So, Lord, we thank you for the work that Jesus accomplished, for him being obedient even unto death. And because of his obedience, because of his sacrifice, because he was the perfect lamb, one that had never sinned, God, you honored his death. You allowed him to be crucified, and he was obedient. The Bible says that he died, and he was laid in a borrowed tomb. And in 3 days, the Bible talks about how he was resurrected. And now, Lord, all power of heaven and earth is now in his hands. And, Lord, he's sitting now on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. He knows what we go through. He understands as a man and as a human being what we go through on a daily basis. And Father, I thank you for the advocate that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who, Lord, intercedes for us and who said in his word, Lord, that he had to return back to you. Why? Because if he did not return, then the Holy Spirit would not come. God, we're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the one that leads and guides us into all truth. And he only speaks what he hears from Jesus. And Father, we say thank you. We just love you so much, and we bless you. We know that it's at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, that you're not going to leave us. You said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. You told us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, that you promised to always be with us, that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. We love you for that, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for just continuing to make ways out of no ways. We thank you, Lord, just for continuing to open up blinded eyes, deaf ears. We thank you, Lord, that you're in the business of healing, that you touch our bodies, and it's by your stripes that we are healed. And so, Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for being everything that we need, not only in this life, but even in the life to come. We bless your name, Father. And God, you said in your word that you're coming back, and you're coming back for a church. You're coming back for a church that's without spot nor wrinkle. You said in your word, Lord, that you're going to descend with the shout of the archangel and the trump of God. Amen. You said the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those of us that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet you in the middle of the air. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you're coming back. You told us, Lord, in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, you told us to comfort one another with these words. So, Lord, as I speak truth today, I pray that your word will comfort your people, those that have ears to hear, that it will comfort your people in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you now, and we thank you for this for this platform, for this opportunity, this chance to speak to so many. To so many, Lord, that may have a head that's downtrodden right now, that they may lift their heads and be encouraged through the word of God. For God, you're so mighty. God, you're so faithful. Lord, you're so merciful. You're so loving. You're so kind. You're so patient with us. And Father, we say thank you. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for being what we need when we need it. In the name of Jesus. For truly, God, you are our refuge. You are our deliverer. You are our salvation. You are the light of the world. And we thank you, Lord, for choosing us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us, Lord, to be your children. We thank you, Father, for making a way that the Gentile nations might be saved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we've been adopted into the family of God. And now, Lord, we have the same rights, the same privileges to come to you. Come to a God who's able to do all things but fail. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that opportunity. Thank you for that chance. Thank you, Lord, for being what we need when we need it. In the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for another day. And even though, Lord, that, again, we're not perfect, we know that we make mistakes. But God, we know that you're the one that can correct the mistakes. You're the one, Lord, that made a way out of nowhere. You're the one that gave us a way of escape. But you told us in your word, if we're willing to confess our sins, again, you're faithful, you're just, forgive us of all sins, and then cleanse us from all righteousness. Again, Lord, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you've gone away now to prepare a place for us. And you told us in your word that you go away to prepare a place, but one day you're coming back and that you would receive us to yourself. I pray, God, that as we walk with you and talk with you, as we get closer to you, as we develop that relationship with you, that we become one with you as you are one with your Son. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for strength every day. Thank you for provision every day. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Every breath that we take, Father, we know it's because of you. God, we know that your will is what's best for us in our lives. So, God, we pray right now that your will is done on earth as it's already done in heaven, in Jesus' name. God, I just pray that you will continue to soften our hearts, that we will continue, Father, to be loving Christians toward you, one for another. Lord, we pray that you will continue, Father, to touch us in a way that, Lord, we will be all that you called us to be. God, you know all about us. You created us in your image after your likeness. And God, we can do nothing apart from you. And Lord, as we put on this whole armor of God, we pray, Father, that we will put on that helmet of salvation, that we'll put on the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We'll put on the shield of faith. Lord, we'll have our feet prepared with the preparation of the gospel. Everywhere we go, we take you along with us. We'll have on that breastplate of righteousness, the utility belt of truth. That God will be completely covered from head to toe to where we can stand against the evil wiles of the enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you told us, Lord, that you came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. And so, God, we thank you for the abundant life that we now enjoy in you. God, I pray that we will continue to be kind to one another, we'll continue to be tenderhearted to one another, that we will forgive each other, Lord, as you have forgiven us. For, Lord, you were the example. You are the example. And so, God, as Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. God, we follow you because ultimately you are our Father. And God, we say thank you. Again, God, we just pray for our families as we lift them up daily. We thank you for our friends and our neighbors. And certainly, Lord, we thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the knowledge that you continue to go, that you continue to give us, that we might know who you are, that we might stand on truth. We thank you for joy, unspeakable joy. Again, God, we just honor you in all things. We honor you with our finances. We honor you Lord, with who we are as we continue to bless ye one another. We pray, Lord, that your word will continue to go out as those ministers and those pastors and believers, fellow believers, continue to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I know that our time is ending, and we just lift you up. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We pray, Father, you continue to be with us, not only this day, but even all the days to come. For it's in Jesus' precious name that I pray. And every child of God said amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters, I just want to remind you that every Wednesday on the NFI radio broadcast, yours truly will be here every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can dial in at 563-999-3020, or you can log in on the website at nfiradio.com, nfiradio.com. Also want to remind you that I will be bringing a two-part message series entitled A New Kind of Family on the NFI TV broadcast on the website at dekalb25.com. That's dekalb, D-E-K-A-L-B, 25.com. That'll be on Saturday, December the 7th. That'll be part one. And also on Saturday, December the 14th, we will conclude with part two on A New Kind of Family. Of course, that's going to be at 4 o'clock. Normally, we come on the air about 4:15 is when I'll actually start preaching the message. And so at 4:15 on those days, we'll bring a word. Just want to remind you that on this Saturday, December the 7th, at 4:30 p.m., Reverend Frances Holloway out of Raleigh, North Carolina, she will be bringing a message as well. And so we want you to certainly tune in for that broadcast and for that time with Reverend Frances Holloway out of Raleigh, North Carolina. That's going to be at 4:30 p.m. Again, I'll be bringing that message on Saturday the 7th at 4:15. So we certainly invite you to be a part of that. And again, on December the 14th, about the same time at 4:15. Well, my brothers, I look forward to being with each of you on our radio broadcast and TV broadcast. And remember, let's strive to be more like Jesus. God bless. This is Pastor Leon Harris, Senior from Memphis, Tennessee. May the peace of God be with you. God bless you. Have a fantastic day. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm standing in need. I know I don't call you like I used to, but I need you to wrap your loving arms around me. This world is going through something, and it's getting a little too hard to bear. We searched all over for the remedy, but it looks like we can't find it nowhere. And then I remember you said to me, you said, call on my name and I'll be there. And so I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'ma stay right here and wait. I ain't going nowhere. Heaven and earth after this. Just tell me how long will it be? Y'all help me say, tell me how long.
Tell me.
My hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never loved me alone. I tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus. Lord, I ain't got long to sing, but let's just go ahead and tell the Lord, I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending on you.
If anybody in this place can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending on you.
Tell us, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it long, but let's just tell it. I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending.
I'm depending.
When my money gets funny.
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange.
I'm depending.
When my friends get few.
I'm depending.
Don't know what to do.
I'm depending.
I done found somebody.
I'm depending.
I can lean.
Anybody here tonight?
folks that be around to praise him a little while. All put them hands together.
Been born again and know what God can do and know what he done for you. You need to spread the word. You need to tell somebody about Jesus, how he set you free. Come on, gave you the victory. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about the goodness of
Tell somebody.
you need to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for catching the wave. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure, and thank all of you again so much. Look, for those of you just locking in, we are right here 7 days a week. That's Monday through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You could join us. Simply go to our website at nfiradio.com. And you can also join us on Facebook. Simply go to our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Facebook, as well as on Blog Talk Radio, where you can lock in. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see in the left column at the top, live, the live broadcast, religious programs, and you will see the NFI Radio Gospel Network there, where you can listen live also. And you can simply call and dial in with your mobile phone to listen to the program as well. Simply dial 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. And you can also, for those of you who don't know about our NFI television broadcast, you can lock in on our television broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. out of Georgia on DeKalb Channel 25 if you're in Georgia. That's DeKalb Channel 25 at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. 1 hour, the very best in gospel videos as well as the Word of God. And my goodness, do we have some powerful preachers to come forth and give you a 15-minute word, and my goodness, it seems like, wow, it seems like, actually, it seems like an hour when they come with that 15 minutes. That's how powerful it is. So those of you, if you want to catch us and you are not in Georgia, you can live stream us, simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, if you want to live stream us Saturdays at 4 o'clock p.m., that's DEKALB25.com. You can take us anywhere with you. If you have your mobile phone, you can go to that live streaming site, and you can watch us wherever you are. God bless you. Thank you again for catching the wave. We are right at 19 minutes after the hour, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again for catching the wave.
I know.
We are right at the bottom of the hour, and somebody said, just pray, huh? That's all you need to do, pray, huh? Pray, pray without ceasing, huh? When you go before the Lord in prayer and just have that relationship with him, and, you know, the Word of God let us know, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord thy God is good. And when you begin to go into prayer and God begin to reveal things to you and you're able to connect with him through Jesus Christ, it's a wonderful feeling because the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us, and that's why it is important to continually guard your anointing. I say that over and over to brothers and sisters in Christ, to guard your anointing, because, see, the enemy don't want you to receive that anointing. Did you know a portion of the anointing destroys the yokes? Just a portion of the anointing now. Just think about the anointing that's all over you, and you don't even realize who you are and how powerful you are. The Word of God let us know that we are more than conquerors. We are ambassadors for Christ. So when you realize the anointing that God has given you and has put on your life to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, huh? Somebody said, hey, I know that's right because it's the blood. It still works. Look, we are right here Monday through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And those of you, again, our website, nfiradio.com. We are an international network where you can lock in right here. We'll be right back. I've got some more music for you. And don't you go anywhere. It's just getting started right after this.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
about to say.
For a little while,
get in the groove,
but we gon' make you move.
So grab a seat
and put your headphones on.
And
God's children got soul, huh? Do you have a soul, huh? Do you have a soul, huh? You know, that the Bible talks about a wax cold heart. You know, there are people that's walking around each and every day, and some of you may walk by some of them even in a store and don't even know their hearts are wax cold. They don't have no heart to show love. They don't even know what love is all about. But then they go and marry someone, and they say, well, they've been married for numerous of years, but their hearts are wax cold. Why is that? Why is that in that place? Why are their hearts wax cold? Do they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? If they knew Christ as their Lord and Savior and understand and have their relationship with him, then they wouldn't have that wax cold heart. How many know there's something about the name of Jesus? And when you call on the name of Jesus, it's the sweetest name I know. It's the sweetest name you know. We are right here playing some of the very best in gospel music from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Once again, I want to remind those of you to lock in with us anywhere in the world on our website at NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. And you can call us to listen with your mobile phone at 563-999-3020, as well as going to our Facebook page where you can listen in live on Facebook. Simply go to NFI, Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, to listen to us on Facebook. Also, I want to let you know that we have some awesome preachers on this network. Powerful preachers on this network, and I thank God for them coming forth, sharing the word of God Mondays through Sundays. And those of you, we also have a prayer request hotline Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. live, where we have awesome men and women of God that come forth each day of the week, Monday through Thursday, to intercede for you and this nation. Prayer warriors, intercession prayer warriors coming forth. So tune in. That's Monday through Thursday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, let's get back with some more music. I've got one for you. Thank you so much for catching the wave.
Look in my eyes, tell me what do you see? I've got the Holy Ghost fire burning inside of me. Okay, God on my side, I'm on top of the world. I don't need to seek approval cause I'm already loved, yeah. Take a look at me, He came down for me, ay, to show me love that no one else could. Gave me a brand new feeling, now even when I lose I win. You can call me my grave, yeah, he raised me. Winning. So glad that you came my way. Cause nobody cares on me like Yahweh. So don't cry, say a prayer to God. He can bring you back home, doesn't matter how far. Okay, such a beautiful miracle. Cause even when I lose, I win. You can call me.
Don't make sense to do both. It's funny how I think I'm in control. There's a lot of times I really tried to sit down and set some new goals. And life really humbled my soul. But it's cool cause I never died, yeah. Tell them even if I hit rock bottom, I know I'm never forgotten. My forever home ain't here. So why should I live in fear? Even though he's way up high, he's still near, yeah.
Minutes before the top of the hour, you are catching the wave. Let's continue with more music. Somebody said, I'd rather be with Jesus. That's the one that I'd rather be with. Friends are good and family is as well, but there's something about being with Jesus. Lord, I'd rather be with you. You're catching the wave from the NFI studios.